precious viewers, we're very happy to have you with us for some positive news from around the world. This is Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA.
If you're in Europe, the Middle East, or Northern Africa, please tune in on your television via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. In other parts of the world, you can also view Supreme Master Television online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Turkey aids displaced Iraqis in neighboring Syria. In news from the skies, Mid-Autumn Festival brings good tidings for China for most of our Taiwan travelers. In humanitarian news, Legacy gives youngsters real-life work experience. In culture news, the Montreal World Film Festival highlights Persian carpet as an embodiment of Iranian culture and art. All this and more on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, here on Supreme Master Television.
Today in history, September 28th, Frances Willard was born in New York in 1839. Her family highly valued education, and so it was natural for Miss Willard to become a school teacher. She became president of Evanston College for Ladies, and after the college merged with Northwestern University, she became the university's first female dean in 1873. Miss Willard was instrumental in the passing of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which gave women the right to vote. Today, we remember Frances Willard for her contribution and vision for gender equality in the world. Palestinian and Israeli security personnel renew cooperative relations. On Wednesday, Palestinian personnel came across two munitions in Bethlehem. Upon their discovery, the Palestinians transferred the items to the care of their Israeli counterparts. Thank you, Palestinian security, for this gesture of trust and goodwill. May heaven bless all Israelis and Palestinians with ever-growing harmonious relations and lasting peace.
China and Montenegro agree to strengthen ties. During the United Nations General Assembly session, the foreign ministers of Montenegro and China met to speak about increasing cooperation in economy, trade, and tourism. Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jieqi welcomed these wishes as expressed by his Montenegrin counterpart Selchko Stojanovic, saying that China stands ready to advance this development. Congratulations, China and Montenegro, on your friendship. We wish you all the best in your future endeavors together in bringing happiness and prosperity to your nation's citizens.
Fly-in news. Wealthy countries pledge $100 million to help poor countries develop trade. At a conference held in Sweden, 22 donor countries pledged over $100 million to help developing countries develop infrastructure such as highways and ports that will help stimulate trade. World Trade Organization Director General Pascal Lamy said, "Trade can be a positive engine for growth, poverty reduction, and human development." Thank you, and God bless all donor nations for your generosity and loving concern. May recipient nations flourish with increased trade and sustainable prosperity.
Fly-in news. United Kingdom allocates $40 million for green car research. As part of the low carbon transport innovation strategy developed in May, the UK will grant $40 million to companies and researchers developing low emission vehicles. Transport Minister Jim Fitzpatrick stated business involvement and innovative research will bring us closer to a greener future when lower carbon buses, cars, lorries, and taxis are commonplace on our roads. Thank you, and God bless the United Kingdom for your noble dream for a healthier planet, and may the Green Research Project be greeted with much success.
Fly-in news. Iran and Czech to boost relations. During their time at the United Nations General Assembly, Czech Republic Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg met with his Iranian counterpart and called for continued exchange of views between the two countries to further their relations. Iranian Foreign Minister Manoushehr Mottaki also expressed Iran's hope to expand ties through regional and international cooperation. Congratulations, Iran and Czech Republic, on your growing friendship. May heaven bless your nations with love, prosperity, and harmony.
Fly-in news. Cuba's eco-farmers garner worldwide praise. Farmers and ecology experts from Austria, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Guatemala, Bolivia, and El Salvador attended the second International Conference on Ecological Agriculture in Cuba. They saw firsthand the healthy crops grown using sustainable farming methods. Congratulations, Cuba, on your successful eco-friendly agriculture, and thank you for sharing your knowledge with others. May God bless all nations with success in their sustainable farming projects.
Fly-in news. Ugandan president approves $11.4 million in aid to flooded regions. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni stated on Monday that 20 billion Ugandan shillings, or $11.4 million, would be made available for relief assistance to the country's flooded northern and northeastern regions. The government is also working with the Red Cross, UNICEF, and World Food Program. Thank you, and God bless President Museveni and Uganda for your compassionate assistance. May God bless those affected by the floods with comfort and a speedy return to normal lives.
Fly-in news. Brazilian president proposes world gathering in 2012 to assess environmental progress. Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, suggested that a conference be held in Brazil to monitor the progress made since the 1992 UN conference that brought together 178 countries. This conference was the basis for the 1997 Kyoto Protocol, which was the first international treaty to set goals for curbing greenhouse gas emissions. Thank you, President Lula da Silva and Brazil, for your commitment to the restored health and beauty of our planet. May God bless your noble efforts, and we pray for abundant good news from the 2012 conference.
Fly-in news. Egypt and United Nations cooperate to prevent anemia. Egypt will spend $20 million over 5 years to reduce and prevent the incidence of anemia among Egypt's poor. The United Nations Global Alliance for Improved Nutrition, GAIN, has committed an additional $3 million to the project. Egypt and GAIN expect to greatly improve the health of less fortunate Egyptians, especially poor mothers and their infants, by fortifying wheat flour with folic acid and iron. Thank you, United Nations and Egypt, for your caring, cooperative efforts. May all the Egyptian people be blessed with good health and happiness.
Fly-in news. Healthy baby girl born in Russia. On September 17th, a Russian family in Siberia welcomed the birth of a healthy baby girl, Nadia, weighing 7.75 kilograms. According to the World Health Organization's numbers, the average weight for newborns is around 3.2 kilograms. Nadia, who is the 12th addition to the family, surprised her mother, Tatiana Barabanova, who said, "We are all simply in shock." Congratulations, Barabanova family, in the birth of your beautiful bundle of joy. God bless you, baby Nadia, and your family abundantly.
Fly-in news. Greetings. European Union observes a European Day of Languages. September 26th is a European Day of Languages. Observed annually since 2002, the European Day of Languages is a celebration of Europe's polyglot cultural heritage. The Council of Europe and the European Commission created the holiday in 2001, which was the European Year of Languages, to encourage Europeans to learn more languages for the sake of better integration. May heaven bless Europe and the world with greater appreciation for the beauty and interconnectedness of all cultures.
Fly-in News. A priest from the USA helps Africans with charitable donations. Since 1994, Father John Judy Ministries has built schools, orphanages, and provided free dental care in East Africa. Father Judy was first inspired to help when he learned that many children in Tanzania did not attend school because their parents could not afford a monthly fee of $1. Since then, Father Judy and his parishioners in the American state of Kentucky have sponsored 355 students and donated $680,000 to Kenya, Tanzania, Zambia, and Rwanda. Thank you, and God bless Father Judy and all generous donors for improving the lives of so many people in East Africa. May all recipients greet a brighter future with these gifts of love.
In world news, Turkey aids displaced Iraqis in neighboring Syria. Turkish and Syrian Red Crescent Society's officials signed a cooperation protocol which enables Turkey to direct its humanitarian aid to Iraqi refugees in Syria. The humanitarian agency has also provided aid in the past to Lebanese people living in Syria, a nation which currently accommodates around 1.5 million Iraqis. Thank you, Turkey and Syria, for your great compassion to assist fellow beings in need. May Allah shower bountiful grace and blessings on your nations and provide much-needed solace and peace to the Iraqis. Up next on Noteworthy News, a wonderful philanthropic legacy for young people. We will now take a moment to enjoy God's light, and we'll be back with you shortly. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
In the DVD, The Divine Intelligence of Animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai shares her experience of adopting and caring for animals, such as parrots and dogs, during a gathering with spiritual practitioners in Florida, USA. Her boundless love and meticulous observations remind us to love our animal friends and give us a better understanding of animals' spirituality and loyalty. Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's words, we find that the sentience of animals is no less than that of humans, who are the most spiritual beings among all God's creatures. Discover the true nature of our animal friends. Get the DVD, The Divine Intelligence of Animals, by visiting us online at www.smchbooks.com.
I'm Lion Odo the Lion, with some interesting information for you. Did you know that there are vegan cat foods that have all the nutrients a cat needs? Also, you can just sprinkle a little brewer's yeast specially formulated for cats, and your cat will be purring for more. It's delicious and nutritious. Well, that's our tip for today. Worldwide weather is coming up.
news from the skies. Mid-Autumn Festival brings tidings for China Formosa or Taiwan travelers. Charter flights across the Taiwan Straits are operating during the Mid-Autumn Festival this year from September 18th through October 2nd. 6 airlines from China and 6 from Formosa will travel between Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, Xiamen, and Taipei. Since June 2006, the two sides have agreed on operating direct charter flights for traditional festivals. The Mid-Autumn Festival is a traditional Chinese festival where family members and friends unite to enjoy the bright moonlight together. Thank you, and heaven bless China and Formosa for direct flight connections across the strait to bring loved ones together during this festive season.
In humanitarian news, Legacy gives youngsters real-life work experience. Jane Ritchie, a former County Durham careers advisor, has donated half of her £9 million inheritance to build an industrial learning center to help young people gain work experience. This facility, which is built in Noon Aycliffe, Durham, and expected to open in September next year, will be used by local schools to provide simulated work experience and a whole range of job-related activities. Thank you, and God bless Ms. Jane Ritchie for your generous donation and caring efforts to help prepare youth for a better future. Up next, the fascinating history of Persian carpets comes to the screen. We're going out to spend a few moments in thanks for all God's blessings. You're watching Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In cultural news, Montreal World Film Festival highlights Persian carpet as an embodiment of Iranian culture and art. The film represents the work of 15 Iranian directors, each of whom chose to express a unique perspective on the artistry, cultural expression, history, and meaning of Persian carpets. Making carpets dates back in history to a time when they were viewed as essential to protect against the cold. And the craft has evolved to become a world-recognized vehicle for artistic expression. The movie gives us a rare glimpse into the fascinating world of this ancient and exquisite art form. Many thanks, and heaven bless the Montreal World Film Festival organizers, Iran's directors, and all the people who have dedicated much into sharing the stories of these masterful works of arts.
In animal news, Iceland ends commercial whaling. Iceland's fisheries minister, Einar K. Gufinsson, announced that Iceland will no longer continue commercial whaling. Many supported this decision, including Iceland's whale watching and tourism industry, the United States, and other conservation-oriented countries that continue to provide encouragement to save the whales. Thank you, Iceland, and all supporting countries for protecting our beautiful friends, the whales. May God bless all beings with peaceful coexistence, and may we continue to appreciate the beauty of the whales and their magnificent presence for many years to come.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, A Boy or a Girl?
As a kid, the father took a kid to go to see the newborn kitten, and when he came home, his mother asked him whether he liked it. Oh yeah, beautiful, they were beautiful. There were two male kittens and two female kittens. So mother say, how did you know this? And the kids say, well, father looked at them at the bottom, picked them up and looked at the bottom, and he told me, I think it's printed under their bottom.
And now for our viewers' heartline. This heartline was sent by Gerhard from Germany.
Good day. I just discovered this new TV channel and I like it very much and felt very touched. I would very much like to learn more about Supreme Master Ching Hai and maybe also become part of all this. Looking forward to your reply, Gerhard.
Thank you, Gerhard. We are glad to know that you enjoy the positive programs on Supreme Master Television. For more information on Supreme Master Ching Hai, you may visit www.godsdirectcontact.org. May the wings of your spirit continue to soar high on your beautiful journey. God bless you and your loved ones.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share this time with you. As always, we would love to hear about the positive and uplifting events that are happening in your area of the world. So please share them with us, along with any comments, to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Supreme Master Television is easy to access from anywhere in the world. Simply visit suprememastertv.com, where you will find us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. May God's light be with you always.